Excavators are at work throughout the city of Padang, clearing away the wreckage caused by the earthquake. Although rescue workers are still searching for missing people in the collapsed buildings, they no longer expect to find anyone alive. Hospitals are no longer overwhelmed with new quake victims, but patients are still being treated in tents because the hospitals themselves were damaged. Dr. Peter Suckman, a recent volunteer with Doctors Without Borders, says they need more permanent facilities.
They have problems with the equipment and the places because most of the buildings are broke down.
The United States military says it will build a temporary hospital in Padang within the next few weeks. Many earthquake survivors in Padang are already beginning the rebuilding process. Kasriel Ruslan was able to start clearing away the rubble that was once his office building because he owns a construction company.
So the first time we must clean up, and then we must build the temporary to our office so we can run our business.
Although construction contractors will be in high demand, he estimates it will take about 5 years for his business to again make a profit. The safety of buildings that remain standing is a major concern for people here. Tadia Razif owned a clothing shop in a four-story shopping mall, which was severely damaged. She says she will not reopen the store or ever go in the mall again.
I'm scared because this building is very, very...
In the nearby city of Pariaman, officials have asked Patrick Colombel to assess whether their damaged city office building is safe to use. Colombel is an architect with a volunteer organization called Emergency Architects, which conducts safety inspections after natural disasters. In the City Hall auditorium, he notices that the walls are not straight.
This one is strange because it's a big wall here. It's completely disconnected of the other wall, and I think it could be a problem.
He says shifted walls put greater stress on the ceiling and increase the risk that this room might collapse soon. In another part of the building, he is more optimistic. The structure is more sound and could be reoccupied in as early as 2 weeks with some simple cleanup and repairs. Overall, he says much could be done in Indonesia to make future construction more earthquake-resistant.
Rise the level of education of architect, engineer, and a lot of knowledge in the world, but not enough connection between the Western countries and this kind of countries.
But he cautions, no matter how strong you make a building, nature is stronger. Brian Patton, VOA News, Padang.